Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continuing here this week as we get you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by Valley Falls football coach. That is Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, last week we had this same conversation leading up to your matchup against the number one team in the state in Jackson Heights. And, you know, a lot of the conversation was just go out there, play, see what happens. And, you know, you look at it from the outside looking in, a 54-6 loss. I mean, what do you take away from that game last week against the Cobras?
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Heights is a very good team, and they've shown that and continue to show that. I thought that they did well on their side of the ball. I thought that we came out a little tentative. We started the game on defense and almost had, I don't know how many games in a row, consecutive four and out on the first drive. Had a pass interference call, though, I think on, like, third down when they were far behind the sticks and let them catch up a little bit, and they went down to go ahead and score that one. So it's just, you know, we've got to start games better and be less tentative and less afraid to go out there and pop guys in the mouth no matter who it is and what team. Offensively, it was a little bit better once we, you know, kind of got settled and started moving the ball closer, about second quarter, closer to halftime. We did go down and score, so that was good to see, and brought some excitement to our guys and started playing a little faster. And then, but you know, by then it's, you know, you're just trying to stay healthy and improve, really. So that second half then was better in that regard too. I think that we were a little bit more comfortable and a little bit less on edge, and played a little faster and more physical. But Jackson Heights is a really good team. Take nothing away from them. They did well and they do what they do really well. We've just got to, you know, like I said before the game, focus on our stuff and get better each play.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, and I think, you know, just the slow starts. I mean, what would you kind of attribute or kind of point at as being maybe a reasoning for, you know, the consistent slow starts? Is it, you know, how would you just kind of dissect that, and how do you kind of fix that to get off to maybe a faster start?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, that's kind of the dealing with high school kids, you know, it kind of just depends on the day a little bit, but, you know, some of that can be fixed in warm-ups and just confidence going into the game. I know we played two good opponents, and we may give them too much power in our own minds to come out on the field and compete, you know, and then at the end of the day, they're just a high school team like we are. But, you know, warming up different and just having the confidence and faith in yourself and believing that you can going out there and putting it on the field.
Well, it's hard to believe we're already down to the final week of the regular season. We'll talk about Pleasant Ridge and that matchup in a moment, but, you know, just the progression, you know, a lot of young guys getting some minutes early and just, you know, seeing some growth from maybe some of these underclassmen who are going to be part of the program here for the next couple of years. And then you can also pair it with, you know, maybe the seniors that are on their way out here, but just that growth, that progression, how have you kind of seen that throughout the course of this season?
Yeah, our senior, we are thick with the senior class. They've done a lot for us and played a lot of minutes and a lot of downs. But the young guys, yeah, have shown a lot of growth this year. I think we've got a sophomore class that's, not large, but, you know, has quite a decent number in it. And they've, you know, grown and done well. And, a lot of them have been playing O-line this year and they've improved in that regard. It's just gaining confidence, gaining experience. You know, and then get in the weight room in the off season, and I think those guys like doing that. Several juniors that want to get better too, and so, you know, it's a process, and it's always cyclical, and, you know, big groups leave, and new groups come in, so you got to retrain some, but I think that we have a good foundation for the future, and keep things rolling.
There it is, Valley Falls. Wyatt Hofstra joining us, head coach of the Dragons. We got another segment with the coach. Matchup here to close out the regular season against Pleasant Ridge. And we'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. Locker Room Chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're talking with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. A few more minutes brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Regular season finale, coach, coming up here this Friday. You guys go to Pleasant Ridge. What's the initial thoughts on this Rams team when you put them on tape?
Yeah, man, it's August and you blink and it's almost Halloween. It's ridiculous how fast it goes when you're having fun. But Pleasant Ridge, yeah, they have a lot of athletes. They're a younger team, but a lot of those guys are looking pretty good on film. They like to throw the ball and get out and use the edge. You know, so, and our defense, if they continue to do what they've been doing, I think that we'll make them work for it. And offensively, I think that it'll be a good skill guy game. to get down the field.
You mentioned a lot of young guys maybe playing for them this season. You know, you win the matchup last season 38-6. I mean, do you take much from that game last year in terms of the preparation for the matchup here?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, because the seniors leave and new freshmen come in, so it's, you know, 2 to 3 classes that are similar guys, and, you know, they've been one with consistent coaches from last year to this year, so there's a little bit. You might go back and watch a few things and see what worked well and see what they did a lot of or stuff like that, but, you know, with every team, and being that was 9 or 10 games ago for both of us, you know, things change and different skill sets come through, and what you like one year, you might not like the next, and what you hate one year, you might enjoy. So, yeah, a little bit comes in, but, you know, it's a new team and a fresh game.
Give us some thoughts and just expectations for Friday night, keys to a victory against Pleasant Ridge.
Thoughts like always, keys to victory will be moving the line of scrimmage, being gap sound, responsibility sound on defense, wrapping up tackling, offense, again, moving the ball, just chunking out gains, throwing the ball, catching the ball, running the ball hard, and breaking tackles.
There it is, Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us. They wrap up the regular season at Pleasant Ridge on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week.
Yep, thanks for all you do, and thanks to Heinen's and the Elevators, and go Dragons.